The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Nadine?
Yes, morning.
Are you with Sinead?
Lovely.
I am.
Ah, okay. Well, that solves our entire
that
problem.
That was my cunning plan. Let's check if she's actually at home.
But she's not a morning person.
She's at home, yeah. Okay. Can we have a word with her, if you don't mind, darling?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sinead, how's it?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Your mom sent us an email. Sinead, it's Jeremy Mansfield and Sam Cowan calling from Hot 91.9. Your mom sent us an email. She outlined the problems that you are having, which we're not going to go into to all of them because they involve a whole lot of stuff that is being hopefully going to be handled through court action and all the rest of it. But it's left you in a situation which to us is untenable.
Absolutely.
Because the part that touched me here, Sinead, was that evidently we have to be delicate about this, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what has basically happened is that, as far as I understand, you've done everything you have to graduate. And you've been studying drama and media, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. Now, somebody in your life believes, according to your mom, that studying drama and media is not something that is beneficial. And that touched me because I studied drama and media, and I think that throughout my life, I have done a few things that have been beneficial as a result of studying those.
I think you've done all right, Jim.
Yeah.
I do.
So, when somebody says studying drama and media is not beneficial, it immediately gets my hackles up and makes me go, no, damn it, it is, because you can contribute through this.
Of course you can.
Now, you finished your final year, is that correct?
It is, yes, it's done.
Okay.
Oh, well done.
Done and dusted. The problem is, though, that without having the funds released, which should have been released, you cannot graduate, and your graduation will be held over.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a substantial sum that your mum has to come up with, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. The substantial sum is, according to my calculation, Samantha, around about 20,000 rand. Is that correct?
It's a huge amount.
And without that, they won't release your results.
We
have some absolutely spectacular listeners to this radio station. One of them is a lady who wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And we forwarded this particular request through to her. And she said, I'll pay.
Oh my word. What?
Yeah. She said, I'll pay the money. The school needs to get her degree. She doesn't need to go through all of the stuff that would have to happen as a result of her not getting the money from her father, which is in dispute at this stage. And she turned around and said, I'll pay the fee.
That is amazing, guys. I'm in tears. I don't even know what to say.
The graduation is next year, March.
Yes, right about there.
That's where you'll get your diploma, darling.
That is amazing, guys. Thank you so much. Now, to this lady I don't even know. This is like the best Christmas present ever.
You deserve it. You worked so hard.
Thank you so much, guys. This is amazing.
Now, one of the other reasons why we did this was because you turned around to your mom, according to her email, and said, you know what? I'll put this off right now until such time as we can resolve this problem. because you were saying that your mom needs to concentrate on your sister, Kelsey.
Yes.
Who I believe is in a remedial class and needs remedial attention in her class.
She was in remedial. She's just mainstream.
That's right, to North Cliff High, hey?
Yes.
Now, Sinead, can you put your mum back on the line for us?
Yes, of course. Hi.
Hello, Nadine. Did you hear all that?
I did. And I'm totally got back. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
But we're not finished with you.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah.
One of the things you said in the letter was, the reason I would love her wish to be fulfilled is I've seen how hard she's worked at varsity this year. And you also said that she's put all this hard work and effort, not only into her studies, but helping you to keep food on the table.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's just, I'm a single mom, and she's just is always so concerned about everyone else.
And she said, her sister goes into matric next year, and you wrote that she says, I mustn't worry about her. She'll be okay, and I need to concentrate on her sister. Yeah. And we loved your wish, so of course, you know, we had Sinead, but we'd like to help you a little bit as well.
Oh, Sinead, that's amazing.
So just so you know, Hot Cares is going to cover the fees for Kelsey's matric at Northcliff High.
I honestly don't know what to say. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, God,
you've got us all in tears.
don't you stop blaming us. We're blaming you.
So you've got a graduation to go to in March or April. I know they do the graduations at Fitz around there.
Yeah.
And you've got your little Kelsey will get through matric. And you do not have to worry at all about how the finances are going to run for that.
Those fees are all sorted.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody and everyone at NAC. To 1.9, really, really appreciate it.
Only a pleasure, my love. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
Give your girls a big hug from us, okay? Okay, Nadine.
Hey.
Thanks for talking to us. Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Another Christmas wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.